This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The chairman of the Senate Finance Committee sees little getting done in a lame duck Congress except possibly a new COVID relief bill. Chairman Grassley, speaking before the election results, said only a few bills, including a COVID stimulus that earlier included $20 billion for agriculture in the Senate, have a chance to pass in a lame duck Congress.
Not a big bill, but there'll be a COVID bill, I'm sure. But something in the neighborhood of less than $1 trillion, but probably more than the $500 billion that we had on the floor in July, first week of September, and two different times in October.
Democrats opposed a smaller bill, while many Republicans opposed adding any more spending to the deficit, leaving open the question of how positions would change after the election. Complicating matters, Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell said earlier he wants to hold over till next year action on a virus relief bill. Trade also remains big for producers this year and next.
At least until next June, when trade promotion authority runs out, there's ample opportunity to get some trade agreements done with UK, with Kenya, with I think expanding the Japanese agreement of August 2019. And probably a chance to negotiate some things with Brazil.
Separately, an extension of tariff breaks for certain countries, known as the Generalized System of Preferences, expires come December 31st.
GSP and trade, we've hotlined that on the Republican side, got approval to go ahead. We're waiting for Democrats to give us the approval, but they have some reluctance to do that.
Finally, Grassley says GSP could pass as part of a must-do bill to keep the government funded after December 11th, or possibly as part of a year-end tax extender bill. Another national ag news on this Wednesday, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler is taking a wait-and-see approach regarding 35 waiver requests under the Renewable Fuel Standard. Administrator Wheeler told AgriTalk earlier on this week the refiners appealed that to the Supreme Court. We're waiting to see if they take it up and what they'll do with that. Earlier on this year, an appeals court ruled the EPA could not grant waivers for refineries whose previous waivers have lapsed. The oil industry is appealing the ruling. Wheeler adds, quote, I think it would be inappropriate for me to either grant or deny them until that litigation has completely run its course. The EPA is also considering an additional 17 gap year waiver requests that are expected to be denied. In September, the EPA denied 54 gap year waivers. The Renewable Fuels Association at that time called the request a bizarre attempt by the oil industry to circumvent the appeals court ruling. And stay tuned, more ag news is coming up next.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800. 498-5800.
Farmers, you know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield, 217-248-6879.
Farming has gotten so complex you need another you just to keep up with it all. You'll come close when you work with your FS Crop Specialist. They know your growing conditions and your land, working for you season to season, helping fine-tune decisions to ensure a healthy ROI. And they're constantly in training to learn about the latest in seed selection, crop protection, and nutrient management. Plus, they're achieving certification standards that exceed the industry. Contact your M&M Service FS Crop Specialist to learn more.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau members save big with the new membership benefit platform. Members enjoy access to more than 302,000 discounts on everything from hotel rooms, theme parks, restaurants, and movies to Ford vehicles, prescriptions, electronics, and more. If you aren't a member of Macoupin County Farm Bureau but would like to join, call 217-854-2571. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
In other ag news on this Wednesday, it's time now for our monthly report from the St. Louis District Dairy Council. As the weather is getting colder by the day here in the month of November, there's nothing quite like coming in from a hard day's work to sitting down to a hot, hearty meal. So what comes to mind when you hear the phrase comfort food? St. Louis District Dairy Council dietitian and nutrition educator Jill Williams has a few answers for us.
When we're thinking about comfort foods, we're really thinking about like feel-good foods. They soothe us, they nurture us, and encourage that secure, filled-up feeling in our stomach. So biting into a favorite food can take you back to a time when you felt happy and nourished, loved, and cared for. It's really hard to argue with that kind of power, especially considering all the world events we've experienced lately. I think everybody needs a little bit of comfort. When we're anxious or fearful, we might go back to foods that we associate with the times of lowest stress. For me, one of my favorite comfort foods is macaroni and cheese.
And as Jill mentioned, 2020 has been a year that's been challenging for all of us. And a poll of over 2,000 Americans found that in this year of quarantine and social distancing, two out of three people are reverting to their old favorite childhood comfort food.
That's right. Yeah, the top comfort foods. So, you know, I think we've kind of talked about this before, but, you know, something we realized in 2020 is that, you know, a lot of people kind of started cooking at home again or, you know, eating foods at home and even making, you know, things from scratch, making breads from scratch and all kinds of different things just because they had more time to cook at home. But they did poll Americans and then, you know, to find out their favorite comfort foods. And some of the things are like pizza, hamburgers, ice cream, French fries, macaroni and cheese, potato chips, cookies, chocolate, cereal, fried chicken, spaghetti and meatballs, mashed potatoes, bread, hot dogs, pancakes. Those were all things that Americans thought of when they were thinking about their favorite comfort foods. You know, the reasons that people reach for comfort food. Well, one of the reasons is that it tastes good. That's what most people said. Also that it's satisfying or it brings you happiness. It's something to look forward to. So even, you know, some people that are maybe dieting are like, oh, I'm having this cheat meal or something like that. It's something to look forward to. Or a sense of comfort in uncertain times. So all those things, you know, there are reasons that people turn to food, and food does have a lot of associations with, you know, happiness and things like that. You think about a celebration that you're having, and it always includes food. At least it always does at my house. So, you know, if we're having a birthday party or a holiday or something like that, the first thing we think about is, you know, what are we going to eat? What's on the menu?
And a conversation with Jill isn't complete without talking about how dairy can be implemented into the conversation. So she goes over how dairy is incorporated in some of our favorite comfort foods.
Well, you know, like you said, dairy is a common trend when it comes to comfort foods. My daughter, she's almost 5 years old, but she still likes to drink warm milk before bed. That's like one of her favorite things. Now, to me, I'm not a big fan of warm milk. I like my milk cold. But she loves it. That's comforting to her. You know, cheese on pizza or cookies and milk. Ice cream is definitely a big comfort food for some people. And like you said, butter with mashed potatoes, things like that are big comfort foods. A lot of comfort foods do contain dairy products, which means that they can supply our body with some key nutrients. So one serving of dairy contains a third of your daily calcium needs as well as 9 essential nutrients. So you can be assured that your comfort foods do have nutritional benefits as well. So that's good that, you know, maybe you're getting some nutrition out of those comfort foods.
Exactly. And as we are moving towards the holiday season already here in November, you guys are going to probably have a few recipes regarding comfort foods and just different recipe ideas as we head for Thanksgiving. So what kind of resources do you have available this month?
Well, we have all kinds of resources on our website. that we update every month, so you can check that out. We have some great comfort food recipes. This month we have a lasagna, but it's made with zucchini, so it's, you know, kind of lightened up a little bit instead of the noodles. Some great ideas on our website if you want to check out those recipes. We also have a resource called the Yogurt Swap, and it shows you kind of the conversions for using yogurt and recipes and how many calories you can save and all that kind of stuff. So that's a really great resource on our website as well. And we have lots of nutrition information on milk and yogurt and cheese. So lots of resources on our website.
And, of course, for that website, it's stldairycouncil.org. And then you have some other access online through Instagram and Facebook as well.
Yes. We post recipes a lot of on our Instagram page, some on our Facebook page as well. You can follow us at STL Dairy Council. And also check out our website, www.stldairycouncil.org. If you have any questions, you can email us at info@stldairycouncil.org as well.
And again, that was Jill Williams with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. And that'll conclude your Ag News on this Wednesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us Ag News by an email at WSMI at WSMIradio.com. So again, for this Wednesday afternoon, November 4th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting. WSMI Ag News.